Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batts with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. Sao Paulo, the Reuters news. Climate change made the recent flooding that devastated southern Brazil twice as likely, according to a team of international scientists, adding that heavy rains were also intensified by the natural El Nino phenomenon. This is the story of Rio Grande do Sul. I've learned from the professor this is the southernmost state of Brazil. It's heavily agricultural. It's very much part of the success of Brazil because of its rice crop, which was in already. So it's next year's rice crop that's damaged. The drones flying over the Rio Grande do Sul show a devastating, devastating flooding of everything. Everything that was civilization is now underwater or has been, leaving behind pools of poison. And I'm told that there is a disease associated with vermin, rats, and urine in the water, and it affects human beings. And there's an outbreak of that now in Rio Grande do Sul. People are no longer wading through rapids at waist level. They're sloshing in their boots to clean up, but there's mud everywhere. The whole city, the airport, everything is underwater. And this very much will limit Brazil's ability to grow over these next years. However, the question is climate. Professor, I mention this because these scientists have declared that the climate change made this worse. I don't know that that can – I don't challenge that. But I do recall how we reported on the Panama situation of the drought that made the water plunge to the level that they could not use adequately the locks through the Panama Canal. That damaged global trade. So in your measure at the Strategic Studies Institute, are you now routinely assessing risk of climate change for different countries and for the success of different political actors?
Well, certainly it's the work of others in understanding that is something that, I and others increasingly take into account, not necessarily just at the Strategic Studies Institute, but I think, within the U.S. government and in other organizations more broadly. But also what you point out is the balance between the work that statisticians, econometricians do versus, people who are on the more soft side of policy analysis. Because as you point out, we see in the news, these increased in climate events. We've talked about Chilean wildfires. We've talked about Argentine drought. We talked about drought impacting the northeast of Brazil. We're now talking about this devastating flood in Rio Grande do Sul. We've talked about what's happened in Panama. But there's always the questions of to what degree is this more or different? And so this new study that just came out by a relatively obscure group called the World Weather Arbitration Group. What I understand that they tried to do was to take a statistical look at some of the patterns of weather events in climate change. And without getting into the details of how one looks at variation with data and establishes statistical significance and to try to establish the effect of variables, it's a bit of an imprecise science, that number crunching. What they tried to show through essentially crunching the numbers was that, looking at correlations, that they seem to find that the relationship seemed to be that that the climate change increased the probability of these grand events like what happened in Rio Grande do Sul by two times. They also looked independently at the effect of El Nino, which is related to climate change, but they apparently separated out as an independent variable, and they found that it also contributed. But it really kind of goes to the broader context of saying, scientifically, yes, there seems to be these statistical correlations that increase probabilities. They don't predict disasters in particular places at a particular time, but this is kind of part of the ongoing science to suggest that there is some there to indicate that with the increase in global temperatures, for which there is relatively strong data, that the probability of these type of disastrous events occurring and being worse when they do occur is increasing throughout the Americas and throughout other places in the world.
Yes, more than 170 people were killed, says Reuters, 580,000 displaced. That is a burden to the state. Many of those hundreds of thousands were people who came from other countries and were working in Brazil, now dishomed and without occupation for a while. So Brazil will struggle with this. We're going to turn to Venezuela, where there is man-made trouble. Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, The New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.